Hello, my name is Carice Gwynn. I work in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Joining me today is Sanchai Dean. Sanchai is a special agent in our Office of Investigations. His area of expertise is technical operations. Today we are discussing data analytics and the EPA OIG's use of these investigative tools. Welcome, Sanchai. How are you today?
Thank you, Carice. Glad to be here.
Sanchai, to start off our discussion, would you please explain to our audience what is meant by data analytics?
Sure. Data analytics for the Office of Investigations is the practice of assessing vast quantities of data to identify potential indicators of criminal activity. Data analytics are becoming integral in the Inspector General community to help determine and examine instances of waste, fraud, and abuse. Data analytics use information technology to identify red flags and to examine more data than agencies could reasonably examine by other means.
So, are you saying data analytics are basically tools that are used to process large amounts of data?
Yes. Data analytics generally relate to processes used to inspect data, usually large quantities of data, and to transform that data into useful information. Data analytics may be used to identify and isolate patterns of fraudulent activity. The term data analytics includes several techniques, approaches, and practices, such as data mining, predictive analytics, and open source intelligence. When we use open source intelligence, for example, we are basically gleaning information from publicly available sources, such as the internet, media operations, government data, professional academic publications, technical reports, and so on.
Okay, so the EPA OIG's Office of Investigations uses data analytics to help with fraud prevention and detection and as an investigative tool, sort of like a holistic fraud risk management program then.
Yes. Without a way to obtain, parse, organize, and evaluate data, we basically have a vast, chaotic pool of information. Data analytics bring order to the chaos. With data analytics, we can explain patterns, which in turn helps us to identify areas of vulnerability, fraud, errors, or misuse, as well as verify process effectiveness. The most useful and best application of data analytics for the work that we do in the Office of Investigations is having the ability to process data quickly. Instead of having massive amounts of data sitting in a forensic lab, we use software analysis to put the data right in front of an EPA OIG field agent. It is our field agents who are the most knowledgeable about specific investigations, and they decide how best to pursue evidence for our cases.
Okay, so what happens in the day-to-day world of someone like you who uses data analytic tools to enhance the OIG's ability to prevent and detect fraud, waste, and abuse?
When the Office of Investigations is asked to investigate potential wrongdoing, we might be looking at someone within the EPA or someone doing business with or threatening the EPA. Allegations of wrongdoing can come to the EPA OIG from numerous sources, a hotline tip, a whistleblower, or a congressional request, for example. An investigation begins with the case agent getting an assignment. The case agent drives the investigation and decides what data we need to obtain in that particular case. Once we know what kind of information is needed, we then compile the data. For example, we'll gather open source intelligence, digital files, documents, emails, computer files, data files, social media information, and even cell phone records. We basically analyze someone's digital footprint.
Okay, well, that's interesting, Sanchai. What are some software tools that you use when doing your job?
We use numerous applications for gathering open source intelligence, and we use forensic software such as InCase, FTK, and Intella. We also use software programs such as ACL, IDEA, Excel, and Access, as well as other tools to analyze data we've gathered.
So would you also please explain to our audience what you mean by data mining?
Sure. Data mining is just one of the powerful data analytic tools that we use in the fight against fraud. Data mining is essentially the process of identifying patterns in large data sets. It incorporates aspects of statistics, database management, and artificial intelligence. While data analytics have existed as long as data, meaning forever, it is only recent advances in technology, and particularly the development of expansive data warehouses that allow vast amounts of data to be efficiently and effectively mined. For example, spatial data mining is now being used to identify patterns of fraud geographically. We also use imagery as an analytic technique that can be used as a mapping tool.
So with all these data analytic tools at your disposal, what are some of the benefits that you believe aid your work here at the EPA OIG?
One big advantage is that data analytics facilitate expediency. Having access to these tools helps the office investigations deal with more allegations in a more expedient manner and to be more efficient in how we do things. We have quicker access to data and we can process that data and look for anomalies and trends. We also use data analytics for predictive modeling, geographic analysis, and relationship mapping.
Thank you for explaining the benefits of data analytics. And I just want to, as a follow-up, to share something that I read in the Association of Government Accountants 2016 Annual Inspector General Survey Report, that some of the wide range of activities that inspectors general perform are not conducive to data analytics. Survey respondents reported that efforts to apply data analytic techniques are often hampered by system challenges that make comparing data across information technology systems impossible. The report also said that certain statutory requirements place procedural hurdles on inspectors general wanting to perform data matching to detect fraud, waste, and abuse. Technical obstacles occur, and a lack of uniform data standards across agencies makes it difficult for them to share available data. Would you please discuss any challenges that you have encountered using data analytics in the EPAOIG's Office of Investigations?
Sure. While there's no shortage of data, personnel trained to work with that data are in short supply. Personnel are especially needed to uncover meaningful information on trends, spot irregularities, and compare information between independent resources. An added hurdle in fulfilling this need for trained personnel is the consensus that data analytics skills are some of the most difficult skills for offices and investigations to find in new recruits. Here in the EPAOIG's Office Investigations, we listen to feedback from our field personnel. It is our highly trained criminal investigators in the field who see the current trends in criminal activity. We continuously evaluate the needs and challenges of our criminal investigators and take advantage of current and emerging technologies. We also try to ensure that our law enforcement capabilities stay abreast of new and emerging criminal activity.
Thank you, Sanchai, for going over some of the benefits and challenges that the EPAOIG's Office of Investigations experiences with its use of data analytics. I also appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to discuss this topic with me. To wrap up our conversation, I want to thank our audience for listening to our discussion on the use of data analytics in the EPA Office of Inspector General. To learn more about our work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And please be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG. Thank you.